Don't beat the drum that frightens the children. Don't sing the songs about winning and losing. Come sit down beside me, the green fields are bleeding. Sing me the music of healing. Sing me a song of a lover returning. The darker the night, the nearer the morning. Bring me the news of a new day that's dawning. Sing me the music of healing. Ah, the heart's a wonder, stronger than the guns of thunder. Even when we're torn asunder, love will come again.
Sometimes the truth's like a hair in the cornfield. You know that it's there, but you can't put your arms round it. All we can hope is to follow its footprints. Sing me the music of healing. And who would have thought I could feel so contented to learn I was wrong? After all of my rambles, I've learned to be hard. I've learned how to tremble. Sing me the music of healing.
Ah, the heart's a wonder, stronger than the guns of thunder. Even when we're torn asunder, love will come again.
Somehow the cycle of vengeance keeps turning, till each other's sorrows and songs we start learning. Peace is the prize for those who are daring. Sing me the music of healing.
That time is your friend, it cures all your sorrows. But how can I wait for another tomorrow, when one step today and a thousand will follow? Sing me the music of healing.
Ah, the heart's a wonder, stronger than the guns of thunder. Even when we're torn asunder, love will come again. Stronger than the guns of thunder. Even when we're torn asunder, love will come again.
Listening to WRCT Pittsburgh. Good afternoon. My name is Ken Batista, and again, thanks for making WRCT part of your Sunday afternoon. All Things Folk, a program dedicated to folk music, traditional contemporary, as well as Americana and acoustic blues. And it airs every Sunday from 2 to 5. Today, a special edition of All Things Folk, as it is St. Patrick's Day. We're hearing a lot of Irish-themed music throughout the afternoon, and we'll continue for the final hour of All Things Folk. We just heard from Bruce Foley, Bruce, a longtime music person in Pittsburgh with Guaranteed Irish, makes his home in New York these days. He has a record out that we heard from. It's called Turning the Tides, and the song was The Music of Healing. We're going to hear from Ralph McTell coming up, but first, here's a cover of a Ralph McTell song performed by Nancy Griffith, right here on All Things Folk.
Caught up in the crowd, sleeping late on Sundays, and we never got to mass. It's a long way from Glade here. It's a long way. It's a long, long way, gets further by the day. It's a long, long way from Glen to here. Friday comes around, we're only into fighting. It's a long way from Clare here. It's a long way from Clare here. It's a long, long way, gets further by the day. It's a long, long way from Clare. Breaks my heart when I think of my family. I told them I'd be coming home with my pockets full of greens. And it's a long way from Clare here. It's a long way from Clare. It's further by the day. It's a long, long way from Clare here. The only time I feel alright is when I'm into drinking. It can sort of ease the pain of it, and it levels out my thinking. And it's a it's a long way from Clare to here. It's a long, long way, gets further by the day. It's a long, long way from Clare to here. Sometimes hear the fiddles play, maybe it's just a notion. I dream I see white horses dance upon that other ocean. It's a long way from Clare to here. It's a long way from Clare to here. It's a it's a long, long way. Gets further by the day. It's a long, long way from Glen to here. It's a long, long way from Glen to here.
Host Larry Berger brings you acoustic music, puzzles, interviews, and live performances weekly on the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings on WRCT Pittsburgh.
My young ones start to leave their home. I wish that their uncertain road was one that I could tread with them. As when I walk them home from school, or safely caught them when they fell, or chased the demons from their dreams. Jokes and stories that I could tell. May the road rise with you and the wind be at your back. Go row and weep, Econia Derby. Go and me and all. Now it's me who has to learn to let you make your way alone. Try not to direct each turn, your triumphs and mistakes you roam. Your path will differ and be to mine, tricks of my trade no use to others and yourself. Be kind, your suffering would hurt me too. May the road rise with you and the wind be at your back. Go roll and weep and call me under. And oh, I see in your eyes that you know to cherish is the easy part. The hardest task is letting go. So let me see you to the corner. Let me watch you down the street. And may my love be your protector. And walk with you till next we meet. May the road rise with you and the wind be at your back. Go roll and weep at Pontiac Derby. Go and guide me and and the wind be at your back. Goro veni, vergogna veni, cognai mi, and no haia.
To plow the rocks upon.
It's new work from Karen Casey on All Things Folk. WRCT is supported by Sidecar Bakery in North Oakland. Sidecar is an independent coffee shop with a full coffee bar, ready-made breakfast sandwiches, breakfast pastries, savory hand pies, cakes, and pies made in the bakery next door. Sidecar offers a place to study, eat, and hang with friends in a cafe setting. Open 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Sunday. For more information, visit their website at sidecar412.com. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities.
The times are hard and the wages low. Leave a Johnny Lever. It's time for us to roll and go. It's time for us to leave her. Leave a Johnny Lever. Oh, leave a Johnny Lever. For the voyage is done and the winds don't blow. It's time for us to leave her. You may make a fast and pack your gear. Leave a Johnny Lever. And leave her more to the West Street Pier. It's time for us to leave her. Leave a Johnny Lever. Oh, leave a Johnny Lever. For the voyage is done and the winds don't blow. It's time for us to leave her. Ah, the seas was high and the wind was hard. Leave a Johnny Lever. From the Liverpool docks to the Brooklyn Yard, it's time for us to leave her. Leave a Johnny Lever. Oh, leave a Johnny Lever. For the voyage is done and the winds don't blow. It's time for us to leave her. It was rotten meat and weevily bread. Leave a Johnny Lever. Was pump or drown, the old man said. It's time for us to leave her. Leave a Johnny Lever. Oh, leave a Johnny Lever. For the voyage is done and the winds don't blow. It's time for us to leave her. She was poverty-stricken and parish-rigged. Leave a Johnny Lever. This bleeding scow is fever-stricked. It's time for us to leave her. Leave a Johnny Lever. Oh, leave a Johnny Lever. For the voyage is done and the winds don't blow. It's time for us to leave her. Well, she shipped it green, she made us curse. Leave a Johnny Lever. Well, the mate's a bastard, the poor man's worse. It's time for us to leave her. Leave a Johnny Lever. Oh, leave a Johnny Lever. Oh, the voyage is done and the winds don't blow. It's time for us to leave her. Just sing and hope you'll never be. Leave a Johnny Lever. On a hungry bitch that likes a sheep. It's time for us to leave her. Leave a Johnny Lever. Oh, leave a Johnny Lever. Oh, the voyage is done and the winds don't blow. It's time for us to leave her. Well, I thought I heard the old man say, Leave a Johnny Lever. You can go ashore and collect your pay. It's time for us to leave her. Leave a Johnny Lever. Oh, leave a Johnny Lever. Oh, the voyage is done and the winds don't blow. It's time for us to leave her.
Down in Bottle Alley lived Timothy McNally, a decent politician and a gentleman at that. Beloved by all the ladies, the gossoons and the babies that occupy the building called McNally's Row of Flats. And it's Ireland and Italy, Jerusalem and Germany, Chinese and Africans, and a paradise for rats. All jumbled up together in the snow and rainy weather, they constitute the tenants in McNally's Row of Flats. That great conglomeration of men from every nation, the Tower of Babylonium, it couldn't equal that. A peculiar institution were the brogues without dilution. They rattled on together in McNally's Row of Flats. And it's Ireland and Italy, Jerusalem and Germany, Chinese and Africans, and a paradise for rats, all jumbled up together in the snow and rainy weather. They constitute the tenants in McNally's Row of Flats. Of rags and papers, tramps and other slavers, Italian lazzaronis and lots of hungry cats, lying on the benches and dying there by inches from the open ventilation in McNally's Row of Flats. And it's Ireland and Italy, Jerusalem and Germany, Chinese and Africans, and a paradise for rats, all jumbled up together in the snow and rainy weather. They constitute the tenants in McNally's Row of Flats. It never was expected that the rent would be collected. They levied on the furniture, the bedding and the slats. And it's then you'd see the rally as they battled down the alley, evicted from the building called McNally's Row of Flats. And it's Ireland and Italy, Jerusalem and Germany, Chinese and Africans, and a paradise for rats, all jumbled up together in the snow and rainy weather. They constitute the tenants in McNally's Row of Flats.
I'm a decent boy, just landed from the town of Ballyfad. I want the situation, yes, and want it very bad. I seen employment advertised as just the things as I, but the dirty spell being ended with no Irish need apply. Who says I, but that's an insult, though to get the place I'll try. So I went to see the blackguard with his no Irish need apply. Some do think it a misfortune to be christened Potter Dan, but to me it is an honor to be born an Irishman. I started out to find the house, I got it mighty soon. There I found the old chap seated, he was reading the Tribune. I told him what I came for, when he in a rage did fly. No, he says, you are a paddy, and no Irish need apply. Oh, well, I gets my dander rising, I'd like to black his eye. To tell an Irish gentleman, no Irish need apply. Some to think it a misfortune to be christened Potter Dan, but to me it is an honor to be born an Irishman. I couldn't stand it longer, so a hold of him I took. I gave him such a welting as he'd get at Donnybrook. He hollered Millie a Murther, and to get away did try, and swore he'd never write again, no Irish need apply. Well, he makes a big apology, I bid him then goodbye, saying when next you want a beating, you write no Irish need apply. Some to think it a misfortune to be christened Potter Dan, but to me it is an honor to be born an Irishman.
My parents ran me tenderly, they had no child but me. My mind was bent on rambling, strange countries for to see. I wished to gather gold and store upon a foreign shore. So I left my aged parents and I never saw them more. There was a wealthy farmer lived in the town close by. He had a handsome daughter on whom I cast an eye. Her eyes like sparkling diamonds shone bright, chestnut brown her hair. There was none in all the country round that with her could compare. Her parents wished us married if she'd and I'd agree, and she seemed more than willing to bow to their decree. The night before we parted, 'twas on the book she swore, she'd wed with me and none but me, she vowed it all and all. I left Ireland for Scotland, I was bound. Sailing up to Glasgow, we viewed that pleasant town, where trade and money were plentiful, and the girls to me proved kind. And the heartbeat saw for Erin Shore, and the girl I left behind. One evening when my work was done, I walked by George's Square. The mail coach it arrived, and the postboy met me there. Handed me a letter which gave me to understand the girl I left behind me had married another man. I started off and Yorktown, strange faces for to see. I met with Peggy Walker, who fell in love with me. Says she, hard labor you give o'er, and rambling you resign, and I'll be a bride if you forget the girl you left behind. I'm married now with children three, and a rich and a pretty wife, and everything a heart could ask to lead a happy life. My children love me tenderly, my wife is more than kind, but in a corner of my heart there's a girl I left behind.
stranger from across the sea I roam. I have come here as a prodigal child who is ready to come home from the hills of Connemara to the McGillicuddy Reeks. Oh, this burden that she calls to me, ever softly does she speak. And I will give to her the song I sing, as so many times before. But the one who holds my truest heart, she lies far from Erin's shore. Oh, they're dancing down in Doolin as the band begin to play. But my thoughts, they are a-wandering to a place so far away, to a woman who is waiting, and I owe my soul is torn between this country I would call my. I will give to her the song I sing, as so many times before. But the one who holds my truest heart, she lies far from. Of the sun, I would have her here beside me now, that our lives might be as one. All our days would know such beauty, and our sorrow be no more, and find fulfillment here as we stand on Erin's shore. Then I will give to her the song I sing, as so many times before. But with hearts no longer torn apart, stand on Erin's shore. Yes, with hearts no longer torn apart, we would stand on Erin's shore, hand in hand on Erin's shore.
There's Joe Jenks, Chicago singer-songwriter, with a song from his most recent album. Animal Friends volunteers are discovering inner kitten in themselves, from socializing cats and rabbits to walking dogs to teaching respect for animals in classrooms all over the region. Animal Friends has a niche for every interest. Meet other pet lovers and enrich your life by becoming a volunteer at Animal Friends. Apply online today at www.thinkingoutsidethecage.org or call 412-847-7000. Listening to All Things Folk from the studios of WRCT on the campus of Carnegie Mellon University. My name is Ken Batista, and it's my privilege and pleasure to come into the studio live each and every Sunday from 2 to 5 to share the music I love with you. Thanks for sharing some of your Sunday with me. This is Seamus Kennedy.
Old Ellis Island was swarming like a scene from a costume ball, decked out in the colors of Europe, on fire with the hope of it all. They were standing in line just like cattle. They were pushed and sorted and shoved. Some were one desk away from sweet freedom. Some were torn from someone they loved. To this sprawling Tower of Babel came a young man confused and alone, determined and bound for America, carrying everything that he owned. My father's own father stood huddled with the tired and the hungry and scared. A turn of the century pilgrim in love with the dream that they shared. Sometimes when I look in my grandfather's emigrant eyes, I see that day reflected. I can't hold my feelings inside. I see starting with nothing and working hard all of his life. So don't take it for granted, say grandfather's emigrant eyes. Now he rocks and he stares out the window, but his eyes are still just as clear as the day he sailed into the harbor to land on the island of tears. Now my grandfather's days are numbered, but I won't let his memory die. For he gave me the gift of this country and the look in his emigrant eyes. Sometimes when I look in my grandfather's emigrant eyes, I see that day reflected. I can't hold my feelings inside. I see starting with nothing and working hard all of his life. So don't take it for granted, say grandfather's emigrant eyes. Now I gaze with pride at my children, and I marvel how quickly they've grown. Born and raised in America, it's the only home they've ever known. Now they never knew their great-granddad, or that he was determined and wise. but I hope that I've passed on his spirit and the look in his emigrant eyes. Sometimes when I look in my grandfather's emigrant eyes, I see that day reflected. I can't hold my feelings inside. I see starting with nothing and working hard all of his life. So don't take it for granted, say grandfather's emigrant eyes. Never take it for granted, say grandfather's emigrant eyes.
Boss, I write this note to you to tell you of my plight, and at the time of writing I am not a pretty sight. My body is all black and blue, my face a deathly grey, and I write this note to say why Paddy's not at work today. Whilst working on the 14th floor, some bricks I had to clear. To throw them down from such a height was not a good idea. But then my foreman came along the bloody awkward sod, and he said I'd have to cart them down the ladder in me hod. Well, clearing all those bricks by hand, it seemed so very slow, that I hoisted up a barrel and secured the rope below. But in my haste to do the job, I was too dense to see that a barrel full of building bricks was heavier than me. And so when I untied the rope, the barrel fell like lead, and clinging tightly to the rope, I started up instead. I shot up like a rocket when, to my dismay, I found that halfway up I met that bloody barrel coming down. The barrel broke my collarbone as to the ground it sped, and when I reached the top, I banged the pulley with my head. Still clinging tightly, numb with shock from this almighty blow, when the barrel spilled out half its bricks 14 floors below. Now when those bricks had fallen from the barrel to the floor, I then outweighed the barrel, so I started down once more. Still clinging tightly to the rope, my body racked with pain, and halfway down I met that bloody barrel once again. The force of this collision halfway up the office block caused multiple abrasions and a nasty state of shock. Still clinging tightly to the rope, I thundered toward the ground and landed on the broken bricks the barrel scattered round. I lay there bleeding on the bricks. I thought I'd passed the worst. Then the barrel hit the pulley wheel and then its bottom burst. A shower of bricks rained down on me. I hadn't got a hope. As I lay there groaning on the ground, I let go the bloody rope. The barrel then being heavier, it started down once more and landed right across me as I lay upon the floor. It broke three ribs in my left arm, and I can only say that I hope you'll understand why Paddy's not at work today.
Democracy Now! Is a national, daily, independent, award-winning news program. Democracy Now! Hosts real debates between people who substantially disagree. It's Monday through Friday from 8 to 9 a.m.
And his broadsword by his side. Oh, if I could buy my Michal Bond, I'd surely be his bride. What regiment is your true love in the sentry, he did say? Or is he in some barracks? Come tell to me, I pray. He listed in the 88th, he being a fine young man. He commands 144 in the front line where he stands. come and when they please. Such a happy couple you have never seen before, as young Michael Bonham and Miss Marianne from the groves of Donaghmore. My love, he is a nice young man, he's handsome, tall and thin. He's manly in proportion, there's none to equal him. With his gun belt and his bayonet and his broadsword by his side, oh, if I could find my Michael Vaughan, I'd surely be his bride.
First of my journey that ever was known, I straight took my way to the county Tyrone, where among the pretty maidens they used me well there, and they called me the stranger and the rambler from Clare. 'Twas then I enlisted in the town called Fermoy, with so many masters I could not comply. I deserted next morning, the truth I declare, and for Limerick town went a rambler from Clare. I made my way then to the town of Tralee, where I fell a courting young Sally McGee. Well, I first gained her favour and then left her there, and now they're in search of the rambler from Clare. Like a deserter, my case to bewail, I was taken and captured in the town of Rathkeel. Then off to headquarters they had me repaired, and in that black hole stuck a rambler from Clare. Oh, I took off my hat and I made a low bow, in hopes that the colonel would pardon me now. The pardon he gave me was hard and severe. Oh, bind him, confine him, he's a rambler from Clare. Mother got a woeful surprise. My loving father, his shouts reached the skies. Brave boys, said my father, arms now prepare, and bring me my darling and a rambler from Clare. It was then we assembled in harmonious throng, with our guns on our shoulders, we were 10,000 strong. Well, the firing began with our boys in the rear, and they broke the jail door and took the rambler from Clare. And we made our way then to the barony of Fort, where some of our heroes lay in camps before. Well, the firing began, I can't tell you from where, but our chief commander was a rambler from Clare. The united man, I cannot stay home in my own native land, so off to America I must quickly repair, and leave all my friends in that sweet part of Clare. For Farewell to my father, wherever he be. Likewise to my sweetheart, young Sally McGee. Well, the ship, she lies ready and the wind blows fair. He is gone, God be with him, the rambler from Clare.
Well, that'll do it for All Things Folk on this Sunday, this St. Patrick's Day Sunday. Played all Irish music, Irish-influenced music, and in celebration of the day. So I'm going to leave you, and I'll come back next week, 2 to 5 Sunday, and we'll do something different. My name is Ken Batista, 4WRCT. I want to say thank you for listening and spending some of your St. Patrick's Day with me. See you on the radio.
Hello, you're listening to 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh. Happy St. Patrick's Day. This is Well Yes, our show, me, Isidore, and my co-host, Caitlin.
Hello.
And Yeah. People say our country is facing polarization like never before. At Inform Your Community, we're on a mission to change that narrative. We believe that even in disagreement, we can find common ground and work towards solutions with respect. At Inform Your Community, we know the best way to talk about difficult topics is to talk about difficult topics. We're here to educate, bridge gaps, and encourage dialogue by providing engaging, welcoming, and meaningful events that discuss the timely civic issues that matter to you most. At informyourcommunity.com, we foster an environment of civility and respect. Here, we value productive dialogue over hostility and strive for understanding. To learn more about a movement that believes in the power of respectful discourse to heal our communities and address crucial issues that you care about, please visit informyourcommunity.com. We have a motto at Inform Your Community, civility, not hostility. Awesome. Cool. That was the PSA for this hour. You're currently listening to Life is Showtime by Show Kiryuin, which is funny because that actually I didn't mean to play that, but it's playing right now. And that's what you're listening to, and I'll let it play out before we get into the music for this hour. We have which includes Best Friends by Sophia Grace, which is coming up next, followed by One More by Five Star.